Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hoffman Show. What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. I feel like someone, I don't know who it was, Anthony, some kind of wrecking ball came through this studio. Yesterday, was operating from home base. And today I get back in, nothing's in the right place. I feel like Russell and Linnell are fighting over which chair to sit in here. I don't know when Linnell's in here. He's doing national shows and all kinds of stuff. And then all of a sudden, like every other day is a different chair. I don't know when that happened, but every day it feels like I sit down in a different chair. The mic level that was on me. I should have double checked. Chris Russell had it at a Chris Russell level, but I'm not as loud as Chris Russell. So I had to fix that. There's a lot of stuff happening, Anthony. A lot of stuff.
Is my camera okay?
Yeah, it's good enough for today. We're back to the side angle.
Okay.
But it's also because I'm over here. So you're looking at here's looking at you, kid. Yeah. By the way, I like the hoodie. I like
Thank
that.
You, sir.
It's a nice. Is it the Tech Fleece or Fleece Tech?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Yeah. I can't find mine. I have one. It's somewhere. We haven't done enough laundry lately. Like we have. Like we've done the laundry. It's clean. We haven't done enough folding and putting away of laundry.
Ah.
Sometimes that happens. Sometimes that be life.
Yeah.
Life be lifin'. So here's what we're going to do for most of the first hour today. We are going to ask a question that I do think some others have asked on the station and around the DC sports universe today. But it's on the heels of Alex Ovechkin breaking the Gretzky goal record. And it's on the heels really of something that Ted Leonsis said on Grant and Danny yesterday, which is he's the most important DC athlete of all time. I don't know if I agree with important. So we're going to take your calls, and that's going to be our vibe check today. So we'll start taking calls on that coming up in a little bit. But just real quick, last night off the top here, Anthony, the NCAA tournament title game last night, Florida hangs on and wins against, I would say they hang on. I don't know if it's fully accurate because it wasn't like they were ahead for most of it. They hung on at the very, very end when they had a 1-point lead and Houston had 20 seconds to get off a shot. And, do you remember, Anthony, the basketball player from Ole Miss, Marshall Henderson?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so his coach is a guy named Andy Kennedy, who I think now works on SEC Network. Very funny guy, very, you know, pretty good coach too. But I remember, I actually, the NCAA tournament where he kind of became super famous,
yeah.
Ole Miss started that tournament in Kansas City. I was working in that area at the time and was at those games. I don't think he went like bananas that tournament. Maybe he did on the first game. Anyway, the point is, I remember being in the press conferences with Andy Kennedy. And Andy Kennedy had a saying that stuck with me forever. One, because it was funny, and two, because it was actually pretty poignant. And the saying went, you know, we always like to say a bad shot is better than a turnover. Now, that's the setup. The punchline was there are times where Marshall Henderson takes that a little too seriously because, boy, did he take some bad shots, but that was who he was. For those that are like, who the hell is Marshall Henderson? White guy, chucked it, screamed at fans. I think at one point gave a double bird. Just good times back at Ole Miss and SEC basketball in the early 2010s. That's not the important part. The important part is bad shot better than turnover. Why? Because a bad shot can go in. And that was the problem last night. Is like Houston at the end of that game, literally just throw the ball in the general direction of the basket. Maybe you get an offensive rebound, something. But the fact that they get so late in the shot clock and then get caught in the air. And obviously, you know, they were trying to get a shot off with, what, 3-4 seconds to go probably when dude went up in the air. And unfortunately, he had nowhere to get that ball off. And so he puts it down beside him. No one comes and gets it. And the final couple seconds run off. But that's the thing is in that spot, especially with as good of an offensive rebounding team as Houston is, you got to get something on the rim. And it's bad execution. And in so many ways, like that game was everything that sucks about college basketball and everything that's great about college basketball all wrapped up into one. It's super intense. The want to, the desire, the heart, the try hard, it's all there. You know, you can see it at the beginning of the game, you can see it at the end of the game. There's never an effort problem at the elite levels of college basketball when everything is on the line between great teams. But the execution tends to leave a lot to be desired, and that's kind of how that game ends last night is. In the last 2 minutes, I just watched it back. Like, it is ugly basketball. It's sure, it's good defense, but there's just a lack of creativity offensively. There's a lot of passing the ball with no real purpose on the perimeter, and the shot clock is so long that you just get that for 20 seconds and then 10 seconds of desperation ball. And you can chalk it up to good defense for sure, but it's why you wind up with what was a 64-63 national title game. Defense is great, but man, there's a higher level of shot making that exists in basketball that did not exist in that game.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Yeah, I feel like, and that's what a lot of fans were deprived of. You know, we wanted to see points. We wanted to see buckets. But, you know, Duke didn't get the job done. Houston went out there and, you know, upset Duke and they're the reason, you know, they were in the title game. So I guess we can expect to, you know, have a game of that caliber. Again, they went into that game holding teams to 51 points during the whole season. So
yeah, they're great defensively. And Florida's really good too.
Yeah.
But you have this combination of these aren't the best players in the world.
Yep.
Plus
five stars on either team.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like, generally speaking, the nature, that's a reflection of college basketball. We were lucky enough to have Cooper Flagg in college basketball this year, but that's the first time since Zion that the best player in the country was like both an elite, elite prospect. And I know Zion hasn't worked out in the pros, but like an elite, elite prospect, and they're in college basketball. How many international guys have we had go number one, and how many real top, like this guy's a multi-time NBA All-Star, you know, type of number one picks that we even had? Like, obviously Wemby, but dude's, you know, from France and didn't play a second in college basketball. So we just, again, that's not meant to say that. I'm not saying that with a value judgment. And I realize there are times, like for me, my personal value judgment, bad. Don't like it. Don't enjoy it. Would rather watch other things. But I also get that that leads to really competitive basketball. But I think in those moments, like down the stretch last night, you see the difference in an elite NBA Game 7 playoff game where you're left marveled by the shot making that is required to win those games. And in many ways, the defensive intensity is the same. We just don't appreciate it as much because the shot making is at such a higher level. Where last night, like, you see what happens when you have that defensive intensity. You have two really defensively detailed teams, and you don't have the shot making and creativity to overcome that. And the result is you get a very low scoring down the stretch, nobody can make a bucket kind of game. And it's not to say it's not fun. It's not to say it's not entertaining. It is to say it's distinctly different. And in many ways, if you don't love those differences, last night is why you don't like college basketball. If you love those differences, last night is why you love college basketball, because the intensity is certainly there and anybody could appreciate that.
Yeah, nah, for sure. I would agree. Even Florida, you know, they had a tough time, you know, getting Walter Clayton going, and everybody going into the game was like, oh, what is Walter Clayton going to do against Kelvin Sampson's defense? And
not a whole lot.
For the most of the game, they held that guy in check. And then, you know, the last 8 minutes, you know, he got loose a little bit. But I think it speaks to like the point you were making about, you know, not being able to, you know, execute offensively, get great shots, and then also just make the shots as well.
For sure. All right. So we'll talk a little bit more about this game perhaps later on in the show. But we're going to spend most of the next hour on a Vibe Check Tuesday talking with you about who is the most important athlete in DC sports history. Ted Leonsis says it's Alex Ovechkin. But important is different than greatest. We'll discuss the nominees and, of course, open the phones to you to see who else is on your list next. 301-230-0980. You can also drop some names in the YouTube chat at the Team 980. And we get going with our discussion of the hour here on a Vibe Check Tuesday after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.